Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. There's a pretty good rival game going on at Gillette Stadium this Sunday between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the New England Patriots. So that means it's time for Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly to break down the keys to this week's matchup. It's time for 3 Points with Perillo, presented by Putnam.
The banged-up Patriots have just one more game before the bye as Pittsburgh comes to town on Sunday. A lot of the things we talked about last week with Miami are going to hold true again this week with the Steelers in town, and here's why. You had to get pressure on Ryan Tannehill. The Patriots were able to do that in the second half by blitzing, and I think they'll do the same thing to Ben Roethlisberger. This is how you get to Pittsburgh. The Steelers turn the ball over a lot, and the big reason for that is they can't protect their quarterback. Roethlisberger holds on to the ball too long. I wouldn't be surprised to see that defense continue with this theme of more aggressiveness. I don't know if it'll be Logan Ryan blitzing out of the slot, but I can tell you this, Roethlisberger will get sacked early and often. Offensively, the Patriots have been a little bit more balanced of late, and I think the running game has been a big part of their success, and I think that needs to continue against Pittsburgh. The Steelers are not the kind of run defense that you probably are thinking about from their days gone by. They're a very average run defense. In fact, probably a little bit below average. I think this is an area Stephen Ridley really takes advantage of. I think the Patriots are going to run the football while the passing game continues to develop. I think you get behind that offensive line, especially on the left side with Logan Mankins and Nate Solder, and I think you just ride Stephen Ridley and you control the clock, control the game, and this is how you get a win. Now, the big reason I want to run the ball so much is because I'm really not convinced that Tom Brady is A, healthy, and B, comfortable enough to get the ball consistently to his receivers. The passing game is just plain struggling. 116 yards last week, and now you're dealing with life without Sebastian Vollmer at right tackle. I think pass protection has been an issue for New England virtually all season, but especially over the last 5 or 6 games. Pittsburgh doesn't necessarily get after you like they used to, but they can still cause problems. Lamar Woodley is an excellent, excellent pass rusher. The Patriots are going to need to protect Tom Brady, and that's why I want to run the ball to keep him out of harm's way. Now, I know you smart folks are paying attention to my point, so I think you have an idea of who I'm going to pick in this game. I think the Patriots are going to find a way to win this one a little bit easier than some of the games in the recent past. I just think Pittsburgh turns the ball over too often. They don't have enough answers. They don't run the ball well enough to stay balanced, and Roethlisberger holds on to the ball too much, and that causes mistakes. And by the way, the Steelers don't take the ball away, so that's not going to be the way they stay in the game. The Patriots have too much right now. They have the bye week coming up. They know that they have that carrot dangling at the end of the stick. They find a way to win this game 27-16. That's going to put a wrap on the Steelers. The Red Sox are keeping me up late, so no one needs a bye more than I do.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.